Many Atlantans may already consider Midtown and Buckhead to be some of the most affluent parts of the city. The neighborhoods certainly are no strangers to luxury high-rises, but according to local architect Michael Kahn, the areas are seeing a new development trend that could make their status as upscale even greater. Kahn explains to WABE's Stephanie Stokes.
What we're beginning to see is a shift from upscale rentals to upscale condos that are for purchase. And so it's really solidifying the demographic. Obviously, purchasing a home doesn't necessarily equate to someone living there long term, but more so than rentals, it really encourages a longer occupation of a population. And so we're seeing ultra high-end condos above $1.5 million each, that are coming into these neighborhoods that didn't really have a dense concentration of that before at this price point. Older developments, older condo developments in Midtown and Buckhead have had penthouses and things for $1.5 million or even more. But the fact that an entire building, or much less multiple entire buildings that are now being constructed, are at this price point is telling of both a shift in the neighborhoods and a shift in the development cycle that we're in.
Why would a developer want to create a building solely for owners, not for renters?
There's really two economic models there. A developer that's building a rental property is going to, over a prolonged period of time, make back money on their investment through renting and has generally more room to make money in the long run. However, where we are in the development cycle and where money is being lent now really has changed. And so you have developers that are interested in building and walking away. The projects that are being announced now won't be delivered for a few years. And at that point, if you've already pre-sold 40% of the units before you start construction, the developer really has the opportunity to get the project moving, monetize it in a certain way, and then be able to weather whatever the economic conditions are in the next few years.
And so people sign on to these places before even seeing them?
So, for example, the Charles, which is just announced at Buckhead Triangle, Loudermilk Companies has said that they will not move forward with that project until 35% of the units are pre-sold. And that's partially for financing and partially for, you know, economic viability of a project in general. If you have 35% buy-in, there's a good chance that you're going to be able to get a lot more buy-in by the time the building's built. A lot of people like to see that the project is happening before they buy into it. But it again gives a credibility to the project and makes it viable for that developer to move forward.
So generally when we think about ownership, I think what comes to mind is a house in the suburbs. This must mark some kind of shift in the tastes of people who are looking to own.
It does. It really acknowledges the fact that as Atlantans, we do conceptualize home ownership, probably for the most part, as a suburban slice of land with a house and a yard and a driveway and a place to park your two cars. But as Atlanta gets more urban, more density built within the core of the city and along the Peachtree Spine into Buckhead, we're seeing a shift in what people are looking for, or that high-end client is looking for. And it's maybe not even that it's a shift in what the market wants in general, but that we have a more dense concentration of people that are able to afford to purchase at that price point. And so with high-end jobs coming in, with your Mercedes-Benz and just other global companies building their headquarters in the core of the city, NCR, for example, well, some of the executives there are probably not going to need to live in the suburbs anymore and therefore can put a little bit more money into a condo in the city. And so it's a maturing of the Atlanta market in that regard, and the fact that there are going to be more urban amenities for a wider range of clientele.
And so up to this point, we've only been talking about buildings with high-end units for ownership. Do we ever see, at least in Atlanta, to your knowledge, any buildings that are affordable that also offer ownership?
There is a range of the definition of affordability. There are definitely condos that are able to be purchased in Midtown and Buckhead for far less than $1 million. And a lot of the older buildings that exist in the city, built in the 60s and 70s, that are still for purchase, can be had for, you know, 100, 150,000, mid-range, you know, 200, 300,000, and then for penthouses and things, you can get up into the 600, 700,000. And newer stuff isn't going to be for the lowest price point. New stuff is not being built for $100,000 a unit. Midtown and Buckhead have become solidly established neighborhoods where people want to live, where people want to work and be able to get to their job very quickly. And it's going to appeal to a demographic that can put down $200,000, $300,000 to live there. And so on the flip side, for those that don't want to buy into this, or who can't afford to buy into it, or can't afford to create that down payment, there are still those higher end apartments. But as far as construction of affordable condos for purchase, unless there's a large change in the affordable housing requirements for the city, which we're beginning to see an emphasis on, but no concrete evidence that anything's going to happen in the immediate future, there's just not going to be affordable condos for purchase built in Midtown or Buckhead.
That was Michael Kahn, an architect with Rosser International and an editor with Curbed Atlanta. He was speaking to WABE's Stephanie Stokes.